Dr. Bill.
Now, we're going to do an autopsy on the election with Donald Trump. And, you know, this is kind of an interesting situation. I support the policies of Donald Trump, although he has some issues we talked about in the third hour yesterday with Jonathan Gray down in New Zealand. What I have to have people to understand is our choices were decided on nationalism and pro-life, and policies that will help our economy, versus globalism, Satanism, pro-abortion right up to the moment of natural delivery, and many other evils. And obviously the working man and woman want to have their jobs back, they want to have a safe country that doesn't have terrorism, they want to pro-life issues when many states even outlaw late-term abortion. We're not to say that we're affecting the election of a pastor-in-chief, of course. It turns out Trump has lots of warts, like many Christians, or basically we're all sinners saved by grace. And I think the process of the last 14, 15 months has transformed Trump, who over the last 10 years since he's been married to Melania have made him a better man. I don't believe that he is the horrors of the so-called misogynist, groper-in-chief, and all this other foolishness that the media has done. They're going to have to retract their horns, because Donald Trump is going to demonstrate with his care and his character. He's not planning on deporting 11 million Hispanics. He's going to get rid of criminals, and he's going to make sure the MS-13 gang goes to a prison, doesn't get re-imported into the country with open borders. But we have issues that we need to maintain, not only prayer, but also maintain some degree of control, because some of the people that Trump is surrounding with, I have some concerns about, like Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie. And I'm sure you do too. We got to make sure that also some of the things in his background, including the Masonic issues of the pictures and the statues of Apollo and the Masonic signs, indicate that there's some areas of concerns we need to maintain, not only prayer, but also some degree of correction to make sure he doesn't go over the rails. So what do you think of this election? It's pretty dramatic. It's historic. And at least I think it's given Christians in America a time for grace away from the Hildebeest, which would have brought America into immediate judgment. It would have been God help us situation, wouldn't it?
Well, the situation was between definitely two flawed candidates. Since this is called the Nutra Medical Report, though, let me talk about the health side for just a half a moment or two,
right,
and then we'll go into more of this. When Bill Clinton was president, and Mrs. Clinton put in Hillary Care,
right,
wanted to put in Hillary Care. I actually had two articles published. One was nationally and one was locally, basically saying it's a healthcare debate asking the right questions. And how I read the law or understood the law back then was it would, for example, put me out of business, or I'd have to become part of the system. It was one or the other, I forgot, or maybe it was both.
Yeah. In other words, Hillary Care would have removed people like me that are retired from medicine, that are providing functional medicine wellness care. And it would also regiment things so new innovation wouldn't occur anymore, would it?
Now, so that was a major concern from a nutritional health perspective that I had back then. And with what's been going on with Obamacare, many have felt that it was actually designed to fail, that they knew when they put this in that the costs would escalate, and that eventually what would happen is that this would move to basically Hillary Care, which was essentially a single-payer system. That wasn't the way it was exactly promoted originally, but that's how it would have ended up. Now, with the election last night of Donald Trump, he says he's going to repeal it. It isn't super clear what he's going to replace it with, but I presume what this will mean is, one, people aren't mandated to do it anymore, and second, you have more choices. And third, perhaps some plans that were eliminated will be allowed again.
Well, I can add a few points to that. First, it was mandated you couldn't sell insurance to people in specialized insurance to, say, somebody in their mid-20s only needs a specific kind of policy. That's going to go away.
Right.
We're going to have a system where they can cross state borders, which they couldn't do before. So it's going to roll it back to not only before Obamacare, but also add loose things. It's going to cause block funding to Medicare and Medi-Cal. So various states, they'll be able to take care of the people that otherwise wouldn't qualify for insurance, that don't need to worry about co-pays or being on death panels. So I think a lot of things will be fixed. I would like to see a system also that doesn't have to take over the whole system, that allows, let's say, clinics to exist where you can have a, say, VAT or value-added tax. The health providers get paid a salary. They are shielded from malpractice. There's no more malpractice. The health providers are in these facilities. And they can also start cross-training. They get rid of state licensure, and they have federal licensure by non-government. We get rid of health and human services and government oversight to try to control health care and innovation. And we allow what I call cross-pollination. I remember in the early 1980s when I was practicing in Calgary, Alberta, and same with various states that I practice in here, that I got threatened by the college registrar, Roy LaRiche from South Africa, that I was working in association even when I was just providing equations for the toxicology of mercury to Dr. Murray Vimy, working on his PhD in dental pathology at the University of Calgary 36 years ago. And to me, I was appalled by the fact that the registrar had the nerve to tell me I couldn't provide him equations to use his microvoltmeters and his mercury sniff meters to actually analyze mercury toxicity across tooth amalgams. So I'm not impressed with the idea of a single-payer system, and I'll tell you what it's like in Canada because I worked in both countries. In Canada, the single-payer system is eugenics on steroids. They abort babies like crazy. They kill people, including after doing some surgical things for my parents. They killed both of my parents, okay, were killed by the Canadian healthcare system. If you have a serious health problem, you're not going to get innovative medicine at all. And if you have many problems, you're going to be put in line. In fact, a line so long, you may often have to go cross-border to the U.S. to get the surgery done. No other surgical centers, but the fact is the Canadian system is top-down. They don't want any innovation. And if you innovate or do anything different than your colleagues, and in terms of, say, workers' compensation, all doctors should be trained to deal with the working person, et cetera, on the job, et cetera. Their level of training and knowledge is so abysmal that no regular primary doctors of family medicine, internal medicine, orthopedics are fit in Canada to do that. And as a result, you have very inferior care. You have doctors that are shoved into primary office practice only and don't go to the hospital. They don't do advanced innovative care and not trained to do functional medicine. So in very inferior quality care, very dangerous care, eugenics and steroids, and no innovation. That's what you get with single-payer systems with a fee-for-service like Canada and Britain. It's just disgusting.
Well, anyway, so that was one thing. As far as the election itself and the results, this part is kind of interesting. Last night, about 10 to 6, I put CNN on, and I was watching John King. And while he was... Now, some people have jokingly called CNN the Clinton News Network.
Well,
I was watching it. But when I was watching this, it was clear to me that even at this is Pacific time, okay?
Right.
So even at 5:50 Pacific time, that John King thought that Donald Trump was probably going to win, and so that makes you wonder that either one, that people like him really didn't believe the polls, or two, he started to see enough to get them to wonder. Now,
right.
I watched Fox also last night, and this Fox analyst tried to defend the whole polling thing. He said, well, it was within 5% or something, and that's within the that's within the statistical error. Well, the problem with that would be that, okay, then you would see that states would have broke differently than they did.
Right.
So it's been my opinion that the mainstream media, by and large, did not want Donald Trump to get in.
Here's the thesis that they believed. I call it the wizards of media. Now, if you're a wizard, you try to summon demons to create reality. And their demon were these false polls. So they figured if they could convince people enough that 2 weeks ago the election was over, Hillary was going to be president, they convinced people it was close enough. And I guarantee you that there was a lot of voter fraud on the Democratic side, but it wasn't enough to overcome the massive surge of Trump supporters. I guarantee you they're going to find out, if they actually plumbed into it, 2.8 million Californians that have a driver's license that Obama on video told them, go and vote, don't worry, we'll protect the voter booth. I mean, I guarantee you that there were people that were in, one woman, in Virginia, was caught twice and actually indicted for actually voting with a dead man's information. I guarantee you that there were 2.8 million people under voter rolls, according to independent sources, that are actually voting in more than one state, or they're busing them down, just like Project Veritas video showed. So I would bet that there was a percentage of false votes for the Democrats, but it wasn't enough to overcome that Hillary didn't campaign because she's got terminal Parkinson's disease. She didn't see one-third of the places that Trump or his surrogates did. And then they brought in all these media people like Beyonce, Knowles, and Jay-Z, cursing and swearing like Gaga, a drunken sailor, and Lady Gaga. These are all Satanists. They were at that ceremony of the spirit-burning damn ceremony, which is patently evil. And then this woman, Hillary Monster Clinton, I call the Hilda Beast, had the nerve to actually, on a debate, the third debate, to defend late-term abortions. Now, I'm going to tell you what the surgical procedure is, and you better be sitting down. They stick the scissors in the back of the baby's head, because the baby's still alive, and they literally suck the brains out. Then they collapse the organs, and they may even take all the arms and legs in pieces in order to do it while the baby is writhing in agony as it's already being dismembered. Now, if you think, and then they make stupid statements like for the health of the mother, and I can tell you, if the mother's got cancer, which is very rare, but it happens, and I've seen it personally, and you remove the baby at whatever stage, midterm, late term, the cancer explodes. If you've got it suppressed by a healthy immune system of a mother that's pregnant, and you remove that baby, that mom's going to die so damn fast she's going to bite the dust. So when people say that there's a medical indication for abortion, they're full of crap. There is none. There's none. And I will debate anybody, obstetrician, gynecologist, pathologist, whatever, there's not a damn freaking issue. And if they say it's psychological, I've seen women who have had abortions and they're permanently traumatized. They can't form relationships with their husband or their kids. They often do extreme behaviors later, like, you know, start skydiving or doing suicidal activities. They are screwed up after doing one or more abortions. They're not normal afterwards, okay? And if they have a surgical problem like Asherman syndrome, they don't get proper reimplantation, so they have the danger of an abnormal placental separation and a massive bleed that can kill them and kill the baby. So when people say, I have an alternate statement to say, women have the right to be sterile. You can go through the umbilicus and put a valve in to make them incapable of having any pregnancies until you turn the valve back on. That was developed by a surgical colleague of mine in San Antonio, Texas, 30 years ago, before Health One Columbia took over their hospital system in San Antonio. So if any knucklehead out there thinks that they can debate Dr. Deagle, bring it on, idiots, because I'm going to tear you down. I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on air or in any place. You name it, I'm coming. And so when I hear Hillary, the Hildebeest, doing this kind of crap and expecting to be elected as the chief witch of America, it's surprising to me that the media and Beyonce Knowles and Jay-Z and Katy Perry, and these are all, by the way, people in the media that are Satanists. People say, oh, no, Satanists don't exist anymore. That ended with the witch trials in Salem. Bull. There's a ton of what we call Hollywood Satanists, top media people, and people like George Soros that are just devils. And your comments?
Well, the media side I always thought was interesting. People like Gaga and Beyonce and others.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
do what I call...
So she wore a suit last year.
And Miley Cyrus. Those people come to mind. Right, as, you know, they're, what I call it soft pornography, but they're promoting pornography. I don't think they are appropriate role models for women, even though Barack Obama actually said that Beyonce was a perfect role model for his daughter. his daughters and some absurd things like that. As far as the abortion,
Barack Obama is a blithering moron. And his so-called legacy, even though they're campaigning, saying obscene things with about Trump, I mean, I imagine how the tension of that conversation between Trump and this idiot in the White House. You know?
Well, understand that people like, I believe people like Barack Obama and Mrs. Clinton believe in a lot of their agenda. Not all their agenda, but they do believe in parts of it. And I believe Barack Obama thought that his legacy was helpful. But interestingly, actually the best speech I've ever heard Hillary Clinton give was the one she gave today. Reportedly, this had actually the largest audience that she had during her campaign. Now, that may not be the case, but one news source I looked at said that.
I wonder who wrote it and what was her speech. I didn't hear it. What did she say?
The speech was actually very good. Basically, it had a lot of some negative things. But as far as the speech goes, I thought it was technically it was a good speech. She sounded rested. She basically said that, she tried. She still wants people to keep trying. Don't give up. Et cetera. Women.
Was it her or body double? First question I'd ask with Jim Fester.
Well, anyway, I heard it on the radio today, so I didn't actually see the person speaking, but yeah, I'm sure it was her. All right. Yeah. Anyway, all that being said, one thing that she said, though, that got my attention in a negative fashion, and she said several things, but one of which was that the American people owe Barack Obama and Michelle Obama a debt of gratitude for what they did in office. And I was sitting there thinking, well, wait a second, they almost doubled the debt. No. And I'm thinking to myself, well, actually, the American people are now in about almost twice as much debt as when Barack Obama.
We're not just in a financial debt, we're in a moral debt. He's destroyed.
I'll get to that in a second.
He's got race war, class war, international war, policies that have brought ISIS and Al-Qaeda into being and won't even bomb the wellheads and make sure that the G20 nations buy the oil from these maniacs. He gives Iran the potential for nuclear weapons in a deal that's like, are you kidding? So we got such a mess. Let's put it this way. It's like hiring a guy to clean your septic tank. And he comes in after he empties the septic tank and has a high-pressure hose and blows it all over your house. Okay? So this man shouldn't be apologized for anything. He's a criminal. He needs to go to prison for a lot of the things he did. And the fact is, we know he was accepted at Occidental University as a foreign student. We know if you go to Kenya, they have memorial places for where he was born. He has a false birth certificate that was photoshopped in Hawaii. We know how that works out. We know that when they talk about the birther issue, Trump didn't want to touch on it, but the fact is, this is a narcissistic maniac who always thinks he's the smartest man in the room and he's a freaking idiot. And he's a dangerous idiot because he's the same kind of ilk as Hillary Clinton, that believes that their, if you want to call it their modus operandi, their belief systems. And that's why I said, and I said it earlier in the show today, that Hillary Clinton, if she was a pilot, and I said it to my friend next door, that's Andy, is a retired pilot for American Airlines, I said she'd be banging with a stick on the altimeter, although she could see out the window that the ground was coming up. And the same with this moron, Obama, where he would literally be putting in positions, situations to create a war with Russia. And Russia, luckily, he's not a vodka-drinking maniac like some of the previous Russian leaders. He actually is a rational Christian. Otherwise, we would already be in a real pickle with Russia right now. We have an idiot in chief that's dangerous. And, he tried to hide the 28 pages because he knew ultimately it was going to come back to not only him, but his buddy George Bush Jr., okay? Because remember, these are all in the same cabal, because 9/11 was an inside job, and I know this from U.S. Space Command and Strategic Defense Command and NORAD, because I was one of their doctors. There was a war game that went live, because I know the guys at Space Command that put the icons on the screen, and that we did it to ourselves. And last summer, Saudi Arabia even said, America did 9/11, it was a self-inflicted wound. And this idiot tried to hide and prevent lawsuits with a JASTA lawsuit, thing that both houses passed 100%, and he tried to veto it. So Obama is a damn criminal, and he needs to go to the big house, and he needs to wear orange along with that crazy witch, Hillary, and a lot of her consorts and cohorts. There needs to be an entire army of these maniacs in government, including Loretta Lynch. She, Mrs. Piggy, needs to go there in a very large, extra, extra large orange jumpsuit.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Back with Dr. Bob Field. Dr. Bob, how would you summarize this current situation? Because I'm feeling very positive about Trump, although he needs a lot of prayer, he needs proper advisement. I'm concerned about some of the people that are surrounding him, though. I know that, traveling around the country with him was Mayor Giuliani, but he must have some inside knowledge about the actual self-inflicted wound of 9/11. We have Chris Christie, who actually we know is a globalist. He's his transition team. And so one of the things that I've noticed about the character of Donald Trump is he's a Lion King, Simba kind of character. But if you massage his ego, you can kind of get a long way around him because he's not a politician. He is a businessman always trying to make a deal, and he'll pivot. Those are good qualities. But the problem is he also is a bit naive. And I'm concerned that unless we're praying and also trying to control him, trying to steer him with things like Glass-Steagall, we talked in the first hour with Harley Schlanger, and also to make certain that he doesn't get manipulated into positions that actually, in a sense, put America in danger, or America being manipulated by globalists in a different way, using, in a sense, the carrot part instead of the stick. You know, the stick was Hillary, and people rejected the stick, but the carrot could also put us in a bad position, too.
Well, there's a couple of different views on this. First of all, as you and I think your listeners know, while I I'm not a Trump supporter. I did write a couple of books about Barack Obama and a couple of books about Hillary Clinton, which were not flattering toward either one of them.
Right.
And I'm actually planning on doing a book about Donald Trump. I believe he's apocalyptic, but I will address a couple of your points, and then maybe I don't think we'll have time today, but maybe another time we'll go through some reasons why I think he's apocalyptic. But first of all,
by apocalyptic, you mean think he's a major stage player. I know when I talked yesterday in the third hour with Jonathan Gray, he made a statement, but it wasn't really hard. He said, well, because he went to Fordham University and his running mate Jim Pence, although they're both pro-life, he went to a kind of Jesuit university. Somehow they're controlled by the Vatican, because at the Alfred P. Smith dinner, he made statements he's going to defend Catholicism in America. Well, Catholicism, like many even branches of evangelical Christianity, are way off the mark. And that's why, to a great extent, a lot of the church in America is dead as a doornail. Now, there are some really good Christian people here, which is why a lot of them saw through even the faults of Trump, which are basically way exaggerated, because if he was the person they said he was, he certainly wouldn't be still married to his lovely wife or have a great family. So I think that although there's some Asperger personality defects, they're relatively minor and they're exaggerated to the point where I've talked to young people and they've said some of the most disgusting, stupid, and unfounded things about Donald Trump that I find pretty damned offensive. But I can tell he's a baby Christian. I'm not finished. He's a baby Christian. He needs a lot of prayer, and he needs also outside influence from us to make sure that he's not steered by bad advisors to do stupid things. Because although he's a bright man, I don't consider him a genius. And though he's a very motivated man and he's manic and extremely successful, I think that because of his naivety and his ego, he can easily be steered to do something that's wrong. And that concerns me. And although I'm very positive about Donald Trump, because I saw all of his different plans he wants to put in place, all of them are godly, all of them are positive, but you have to remember, he is like almost every leader of every corporation and every major politician in every country. He's a high-level Mason, Scottish Rite. He's using Masonic signs everywhere, and so is his daughter Ivanka, and you have to give pause to that to be concerned. Now, I was a Phi Rho Sigma medical fraternity 2 months before I even joined medical school, and I can tell you there are good secret orders that do not do evil. That's a fact. I mean, people want to paint it all with a brush and say they're all evil. That's not true. But on the other hand, you have to be remembered that there's porch masons and there's higher and higher levels that are more and more in the know of things that I think are very concerning. So he could be easily steered by the wrong powers to do things that may look good but may be ultimately very evil. And I don't know. All I can tell you right now is I'm happy that Trump's in there. I'm happy that we're going to pray for him and we're going to watch him like a hawk, because he could easily be steered in the wrong direction.
Well, as far as a couple of things, one point. Is it the bumper music already?
Yeah, they bumped us. I can't believe it. That was a short segment. Well, you have lots of time when we come back in a couple of minutes to have a big, long dissertation and analysis of what's going on with, as they say, Trump, Trump, Trump. But it said, you know, keep your skepticals on. Pray and thank God for Trump winning over the Hildebeest, but we have to be cautious and we have to stay in repentance. We have to also control these characters.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, so Dr. Bob, go ahead with your analysis of the Donald.
Okay, well, first, the Donald himself, that's a long issue. But again, I'm going to change it from based on what you just said. I first started to probably pay attention to Donald Trump when we watched one season of The Celebrity Apprentice. I watched most of a season of it. And while I disagree with a lot of decisions Mrs. Clinton makes or has made, because I read her book Hard Choices and I've seen her career, when I watched the show, I didn't always agree with Mr. Trump's judgments or decisions. There was either facts that they didn't show on the show, or I found his judgment lacking, sorely lacking. That being said, obviously I'm anti-abortion, and if there'll be less abortions in this country, I think that's a good thing. Now, you mentioned prayer, and that's exactly correct. I'm going to quote 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3, in case your listeners are not particularly aware of this, because the Bible says that Christians are supposed to pray for our physical leaders. So right. Let me read this. It says, therefore, this is the Apostle Paul writing, I exhort you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings who are in authority, that we may have a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, And that's obviously what we want. We don't want to have the possibility of getting shut down because we don't have a third restroom, or that we insist that men and women use their proper restrooms, or if we don't perform the marriages the state has decided are marriages as opposed to what the Bible has described as marriages. So I've prayed for both Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump prior to the election, and of course Mr. Trump, more specifically since he became president-elect, Donald Trump. Now, what I find with a lot of people don't really seem to believe in prayer. Well, don't get me wrong. If you ask someone who claims to be a Christian, they'll always tell you they do. But when it comes down to it, they don't really think it necessarily changes things. But I don't agree.
Oh, no, I totally agree. In fact, I think prayer is what brought Donald Trump into power, but it also means prayer better keep him there. See, I think that what we have right now, and the Bible is interesting in parallels, and you can expand on it. We're basically, collectively, like Jonah. We saw the destruction of Nineveh coming. We collectively look, for example, even at Donald Trump and say, hey, you know, the king, which now we've got to transition to Donald Trump, is repentant in sackcloth and ashes because he got rid of a very bad guy, this guy Abominator, this foreigner, this monster. And they were about to play with an even worse monster. And now we have a time of grace. Now, it doesn't mean America won't be a player in an apocalyptic end time in a future regime. But I can tell you that we need to stay repenting and we need to stay prayer to make sure that not only Trump doesn't go off the rails, but a future government, whether it's, you know, Mike Pence or afterward if the Democrats get back in power. Because I firmly believe that if America stays in repentance, it'll be like the plant that grew over Jonah. Because I don't want us to be collectively Jonahs looking down and saying, yeah, America deserves to be fried, guy. Why aren't you frying them? Oh, you put Trump in there, and he's a, you know, misogynist or this and that, but he's kind of doing godly things because he's pro-life, etc. And God will hold back his hand of judgment. What I want to see is I want people to pray to see further character development of Donald Trump to show, for example, to the Hispanic populations, which he's already said to people, but the media are so bad, that he's not going to deport 11 million people. He is going to support pro-life legislation to get rid of Roe versus Wade. He is going to do godly things. He's going to expand his Christian walk with God and maybe even have prayer, breakfast, and other things to show that he himself is walking and acting as a Christian witness to his the people of America. And we need to pray for this man and also future presidencies that we don't, like Nineveh, after 40 years, stop repenting. And God says, that's it, now I'm frying you. And then, Jonah wasn't there for it, but I can guarantee you, the guy that followed Jonah looked back and said, you know, Jonah was sitting up on the top of the mountain waiting for God to fry him, and they decided to repent in sackcloth and ashes. This, in a sense, with Donald Trump in power now with sackcloth and ashes, I don't know how long it'll last. Because if America goes off the rail in 10, 20, 40 years, we're fried. We're going to be destroyed. And God, it will only hold back the storm and the destruction if we continue praying for this man. It won't be just political action, it'll be prayer. Prayer.
Well, what I was going to mention to you was that, like, actually two things. First of all, one of the reasons that I consider Donald Trump apocalyptic is actually the timing of his election.
Right.
Many of us believe that the Bible teaches that God has a 6,000 years plan for humankind to rule itself, followed by a 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ. As we get closer to that, since the U.S. has so much influence in the world, any U.S. president is going to be somehow apocalyptic. They're going to do some things that are going to lead to that, whether it's intentional or not. But the point you were alluding to that I'd like to mention here is the prophet Daniel was inspired to tell the pagan king Nebuchadnezzar something. And this is from Daniel 4:27. And this is where I was getting back to why prayer is important for your leaders. Here's what Daniel was inspired to tell King Nebuchadnezzar. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, which should be true for any leader.
Right.
That was okay. And your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. So that's what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, who had a dream. He thought, was wondering what was going to happen. Daniel told him what was going on and what the dream meant, basically that his days were numbered, he was going to be gone. But it said, if you repent, then there might be a lengthening of your prosperity.
Right.
Now you and I disagree about Donald Trump being a Christian. As we've discussed before, the fact that he said he's never repented, etc. But again, Daniel told.
Here's what I got to stop you for a second. I've dealt with pro-life Christians for decades now. And if I went through a checklist and asked the average Catholic, evangelical, or regular American, or Canadian Christian, and went through my checklist, I'd have to tell you that most of them were lost in space. Now, the fact is, now this is important because, and I pronounce this over this election cycle, the church by and large is dead because Roe versus Wade should have been struck down decades ago. And I know this because I was one of the first doctors trained in Canada in ultrasound. Just by adding in state legislature for abortion, the idea that the mother, even if they already signed to do an abortion, could see an ultrasound, 78% won't do it. They'd see it's an actual person. Now, the problem is with Donald Trump, he's a baby Christian. He's like a guy that's what we call Laodicean that's going to be totally lost in the space. He, for example, believes a lie that 9/11 was done by some foreign power, maybe the Saudis or whatever. He believes the lie that there's somehow, you know, he believes in a lot of the foolishness that's out there that's not true. Now, they'll say what we say is a conspiracy theory. I'm on the inside. I was one of the doctors for U.S. Space Command, Schriever Air Force Base, and had presidential-level security clearance. I know classified information and have released more than Snowden by 100 times. And I'm going to tell you, this is not a damn conspiracy theory when I say 9/11 was an inside job while George Bush Senior Jr. was reading a pet goat book upside down in a grammar school. So the problem is, if you actually take that yardstick, yeah, he's a baby Christian, because most Americans are. I mean, if you go through a checklist, I'll give an example. I had an argument 26 years ago, talking to a church, and they were all pro-lifers, supposedly, and then the question came up, what about in the case of Down syndrome? And I got it in a vicious argument. Now, you imagine, I'm not exactly Mr. Passive, and I'm a doctor, and I've seen these things firsthand, you know, abortion, etc. I know all the surgical facts. So I had some moron say, well, you know, I literally don't need a PA system when I get loud. And at the end of it, people were shaking. They were so upset by the fact of what I said about Down syndrome. And the next year, my wife got pregnant. We had a little daughter with Down syndrome. And the doctors were vicious with me. And let me tell you, I tore a strip off those damn doctors. I had one geneticist calling me so many times, I had to threaten if he called me once more, I was going to take him out. Okay? These doctors thought I was delusional and needed to see a psychiatrist because I wouldn't abort my little baby girl. So, pro-life Christians, let me tell you, if you take the checklist that you want to take for Mr. Trump, most Christians in this country are Laodicean. They're dead as a doornail. They're going to rap on a door, think it's the door of heaven, and their knuckles will be on fire. That's the facts.
Well, anyway, what my point was is that, again, Daniel was speaking to an unconverted person and who was told him, look, if you quit sinning, you repent, you do the right thing, your prosperity could be extended. And that's, I believe that's possible with the United States. It's one reason I think people should pray. Now, as far as Donald Trump being apocalyptic, as I said, I gave you one reason just based on his timing. Right. The next one is going to sound interesting or different to some people, and that is his position with the Europeans. Now, first of all, I want to make it clear. I think it is totally logical that Donald Trump goes out and tells the Europeans who are nations that are in NATO, look, you guys agreed to spend so much money on defense, you're not keeping up your part of the bargain.
They're actually starting to kick in money, and they're dealing with terrorism now. After he brought it into an open dialogue, it's starting to happen. This is before he became president. That's good.
Well, anyway, one thing that the globalists were really freaking out about was when Donald Trump said, look, if you're not going to pay your share like you agreed to, okay, he didn't tell them they had to give more. He might do that later. He said, if you can't keep your commitment, should you expect that the United States is going to defend you? Why should the United States spend many more times the percentage of our gross national product on defense than your country? And you won't even do a fraction like you agreed. Now, while that is totally logical, and the fact, as you pointed out, that some of them are starting to spend more money.
Oh, yeah, okay? Yeah.
The reality is, though, when people start to spend their own money, they want to have more control over it. It's one of the reasons with the whole globalist agenda, getting people dependent upon the government, et cetera. If you get benefits from the government, okay, you know there's only so much you can complain. Okay, you have some rights, but not a whole lot. Okay, the one who's doing the paying
Yeah, it's almost like National Health Care in Canada. You can't complain when they kill your parents because of eugenicide. You can't complain when they harass you about the fact of abortions on demand in countries like Canada. It's disgusting. And you can't complain when you don't have a surgical thing, you've got to wait a year and a half for your hip surgery because you're living in a damn country, Canada.
Well, but my point is there's something called the law of unintended consequences. Now, that's not a law listed in the Bible, but
I agree
it
with
tends
you.
To happen.
I agree with you. Yeah, that happens.
Okay, and that happens.
If we back out of, say, supporting Japan, they'll have their own nuclear force and they may be not integrated to ours, is what you're saying.
That's correct. And they might take their own steps that we're not going to like.
Yeah, but I think he was doing the art of the deal. I think he was putting it to them to say, hey, pony up some money and we'll work on it, we'll work on a sliding scale. But I don't think that he was saying we're going to relinquish control. One of the things that I don't want to see is a proliferation of a lot of sawed-off countries with nuclear weapons like Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, who might have a wacky president, like, for example, Abe, who belongs to the Shinrikyo death cult. I mean, damn it. Do you, people understand that the guy believes that this Japanese weird apocalypse, apocalyptic theology, that's non-Christian, that's scary as hell, and then he believes if they have nuclear weapons, what kind of a country would be? Dang.
Donald Trump is encouraging the Europeans to spend more in the military. Now, I will say this. The Obama administration did as well, but they didn't scare the Europeans as much as Donald Trump. And one of the things that was reported in the news is an article called Why Europe Secretly Roots for Donald Trump. And I'm going to give you a quote from the article. Trump presents a once-in-a-generation opportunity for emancipation from American influence. So there's some over in Europe who are seeing this rise as horrific. Others are looking at this as terrific. They don't want to waste a crisis, so they want to come up with their own European army. And the Bible says in Daniel 11, verse 25, they're going to have a great army. And, again, you can call this an unintended consequence of what Donald Trump has said or is going to do. I realize he doesn't want to relinquish control over things, but the reality is that the nuclear weapons that are in most of those European countries, the U.S. has technically control, but has actually, in reality, relinquished control to the Germans and others over there. They can use them if they need to. So we may find that our safeguards, if you will, do not result in everything that we hoped. Now, the other concern I have is because of focusing on threats from China. Now, here's where we've got it. It's another mixed bag.
Right.
First of all, I agree with Donald Trump that the Asians have done things that have taken advantage of U.S. law and policies, and we've not seen true reciprocity.
Yeah, they're doing financial, we call currency manipulation. And I also quote things like Ezekiel 38 and 39. I don't trust Putin. I don't trust Russia. And I have Joel Skousen on the show regularly. I think that Russia is listing the table of nations for the war of Ezekiel 38 and 39 because I am against you, O Gog, which is a Hebrew name for the leader of Meshech, Moscow, Tobolsk, of Rush, which is in Hebrew. It's part of a song called the Vilna Gaon that the pilots sing before they get their wings on the top of Mount Masada in Israel. I know because I have Israeli friends. The fact is, Russia is not to be trusted, and neither is China, because ultimately they are going to attack with a consortium of Muslim nations, Israel, and Israel has returned to the land in unbelief. They are our ally, and they are the house of Judah, and we're the house of Ephraim. So that we cannot break that alliance. And what I see is a danger to think that Putin's our buddy. Yeah, we can collaborate on common issues like ISIS, but we should not trust Russia or China. They are not to be trusted. $200 billion of industrial espionage from China per year. We can make deals with them. We can bring their engineers to make high-speed rail. But we should not trust them because they have ultimate goals, which are not in alignment with either a good, stable world or with the continuing life of American citizens. They've got an incredible retooling of their military and their nuclear forces. Ultimately, they're getting ready for 10 or 20 years from now with a final battle because they're not yet ready. But 10 or 20 years from now, Russia and China will be fully ready to take us out.
Well, I think Russia and China will be involved in Armageddon, but I don't think they're going to take us out. But I think that because
they won't. In fact, it says that five-sixths of their forces of the Russians and all their allies will die on the hills of coming into Israel. So there, you know, and I want this to be warning to the world there that they think they're so smart. I know that America has weapon systems centuries, not just decades, ahead of anybody else. And if they try to take us out, they can't imagine what will happen. I had a four-star general underground on July 10th, 1994, told me that we, without firing one missile or one bullet, can kill everyone, say, in Beijing, China, and they'll all die instantly without shooting one missile or one bullet. And I know the technology, and I'm not going to say it on air. But people need to understand that America is the prescient only superpower, and if it is led by a godly nation, it won't use these things for evil. But if we ever stop repenting, we are ever led by somebody like Hillary, God help us. Even Jill Stein said it will precipitate World War III immediately if the Hildebeest had gotten in. That's how bad it is. Good name for her, Hildebeest, the dragon. The lance is deep in her heart bone and she's bleeding, and it's the end of the Clinton and Bush era. Thank God.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Dr. Bob, overall, I'm consciously extremely optimistic, but I believe that we need to be vigilant in prayer. We need to realize that we have what I call an average American baby Christian who happens to be a billionaire. He's a blue-collar billionaire that needs a lot of direction, a lot of prayer, just like when I talk to young people. And my oldest son is very wise, but many other people that I talk to, young people, are as dumb as a bag of rocks, unfortunately. And they do not respect their elders, as it says in the Bible, honor your father and your mother that your days be prolonged. A lot of these young people and a lot of people in their middle and elderly years are going to have their days significantly shortened if they continue to not be vigilant to watch. The Hillary Clinton's not finished. She's going to fade to black. But her surrogates and her proxies, even if she's dying of Parkinson's disease, are going to do a lot of damned evil and try to see if they can stymie Donald Trump and the agenda of the, quote, movement. Because even if Donald was assassinated next week, the movement will continue with or without Mike Pence and him. So what I see Hillary Clinton is a very, very vile and evil person who's going to continue to do this battle, but on a different plateau.
Well, getting back to Donald Trump, as I said, I believe that he's apocalyptic. Actually, today I wrote 13 reasons why he was. We basically went through five of them today, four of them today. We didn't get any further than that. But
we're going to do a show in a couple of weeks and get through more, because I'm sure in the next few weeks they're going to try to attempt to assassinate him. They're going to start crashing the economy, and they're going to try to bring in terrorism on a level that will bring in martial law if they can get their way with it. Bipartisan bill.
Well, unless the direction of the country changes morally, the country's going to go downhill, or continue to go downhill. But I agree that there are two parts of the solution. One is prayer, including prayer for leaders and prayer for repentance. Repentance is the only thing that I think will stop it. Is it possible with Donald Trump that we'll see that? It's possible. I'm not holding my breath. As you know, and we've said before, and I know you'll agree with this, the solution to the problems going on in the United States is not Donald Trump, but the kingdom of God and the establishment of Christ's kingdom. Until then, as I said, quoting what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, it could be if the leaders and others break off their sins by being righteous, etc., there could be a lengthening of the prosperity of the United States. Could Donald Trump help bring that in? It's possible. One problem is that many of us, I think most of us, don't really know what he thinks about a lot of issues when it comes down to it. And you know, don't get me wrong, everybody's got an issue with pride. But the Bible warns that pride goes before destruction.
Well, I have a pretty good idea of what I call baby Christian issues, that the man is number one pro-life, number two he's pro-family, number three he's pro-America. But beyond that, I know he has an ego problem. He's got a touch of Asperger syndrome. He's easily has a potty mouth and a tongue that at times can be vile and private. He needs to continue to repent and become a better man now that he's seen the suffering of Americans. But I think that he's like the majority of Christians. But you know what? This process, I think, has brought a lot of Americans to realize and stare into the abyss. And I think that this process of this last year and a half of election cycle, with Donald Trump on one side and the Hildebeest on the other, the dragon slayer versus the dragon, has made Americans better. And then when they see a debate where she tries to defend third trimester abortion, anybody who even was pro-abortion has to reconsider even first trimester after seeing this mess.
I hope we see real repentance.
I want to see repentance. I want to see Americans guide this nation, not just Trump.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.